interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. Yes, September. What a gorgeous month. And we're about ready to embrace a new season. Autumn is upon us. How exciting. And one of my favorite things to do throughout the fall months is really take in the art scene here throughout the Treasure Coast. And I'm very honored that we have dear friends of the program through Martin Arts that will be giving us some things to look forward to and check out firsthand. Because let's face it, even in September and October, being inside surrounded by air conditioning and art is a wonderful way to spend an afternoon. It's still darn hot outside. Kayleen Chua, Marketing and Development Coordinator there at Martin Arts, is with us today. You guys have a brand new exhibit for us to check out at the Courthouse Cultural Center, don't we?
Yes. Hello. Hello. So we do. So our newest exhibit is called Abstract Visions. So it is at the Courthouse Cultural Center Gallery. So we have this exhibit until November 2nd. So there's plenty of time to check it out. It will feature various perspectives of abstract art. So, you know, each piece will have a unique story, vibrant colors, intricate patterns. And, you know, with abstract, it gives the viewers an opportunity to explore for themselves. You know, everyone will see something different based on their own, you know, interpretations and emotions. So I'm really excited to see everyone's reaction because sometimes, you know, we've had more, you know, like landscapes and self-portraits and whatnot, but this really is, you know, opens up for the observer.
That is exciting. Now, let's talk about how one gets to come in and experience this, because it's not as if they have to call weeks in advance and get tickets.
No, absolutely. So our gallery is actually open on Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Wednesday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And so folks can just make a day of it. Let's just say they are strolling on Ocean in Stewart and they've had some lunch, they've done some shopping, and then they look up and they say, ah, we are so close to the Courthouse Cultural Center. We should just pop in there and see what they have on display. They can just walk in like that, couldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we encourage walk-ins. You know, we love to also have people experience it, you know, privately, because usually we have an opening reception, which happened on the 13th of September. Mm-hmm. So that is when we'll have some of the artists, we'll have some of our artist members, and those are our larger crowds. But especially for people that prefer something more, you know, serene, where they can take in the art, I would absolutely recommend that they come and walk in during our gallery hours.
And a simple donation is all that's required?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you walk in to either gallery, we have a box and you can just drop in some cash if you want. You know, we really do have it as a recommendation, but we appreciate all donations.
Well said. Yeah, beautiful. And to know that you have through November to take advantage of this and see something really different is so special. And again, in the comfort of air conditioning and just this really beautiful space that fosters creativity in every step. It's lovely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I come back into the gallery maybe from lunch, from downtown, and it is so refreshing. So, yes, I will emphasize the air conditioning part.
Yes. Now, one of the things that Martin Arts does annually is seeks out talent and then rewards them alongside the community for the work that they have done. And it is so rewarding. Having served on the board for Martin Arts for a number of years, I can say firsthand that this is a process that is held dear to the leadership, and it is something that is received by the community at large in such a prestigious way. And so the Martin Arts Awards is, in fact, around the corner. I swear, it's like we blink.
Yes, it is.
And it's there. So tickets are on sale soon. Can you set up for our listeners what the Martin Arts Awards is like and why they might want to save the date?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually really excited. This is going to be my first attendance at the Martin Arts Awards.
Ooh.
But I have been working on it, and I'm really excited to see everyone come together at the Lyric Theater. So they will be held November 13th at 7 p.m. And, you know, the event is meant to, you know, inspire the future while celebrating the present. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things is being chosen for a Martin Arts Awards, whether it's performing, visual, or literary. You know, we have students that receive $1,000 scholarships.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really is embracing, you know, the future and giving the students something to, you know, really push them and motivate them as well, and feel support from their community. You know, over 25,000 scholarships have been awarded since the Martin Arts Awards, or like we like to say, the Marties have started. So yeah, it's just a great community event, and it's not only honoring people that are artists or performers themselves, but the people that support the artistic community in a different industry, you know, whether it's, you know, in philanthropy or arts education and leadership. It really just represents that commitment to the arts that the community as a whole has.
Yeah, and could you pick a better venue? I mean, the Lyric is just a true ode to that and so much more. And it's a wonderful way to kick off the holiday season. I mean, any award winner is just beaming from ear to ear for weeks to come. And then, boom, it's, you know, Christmas and all the joy that comes with that. So, yay. I think it's an excellent time. And there's ways to sponsor the event. And, of course, tickets will come on sale soon. And so if somebody was interested in learning more and embracing how they could make a more significant impact in the arts, how can they reach out to you all?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to martinarts.org and you click on the Martin Arts Awards, we will have a sponsorship packet. Or if you want to, you know, be in our program, you can have a program ad. And then there's always an option to, you know, donate to the scholarship fund that we set up for the Martin Arts Awards to come throughout, you know, the years. So we're really excited. Tickets will be going on sale October 1st, so definitely look out for that. But I'm really excited to experience that in the Monumental Lyric Theater and see the student performers and what they have in store for us.
As am I. And of course, we do want to take advantage of our last couple of minutes together to highlight some save the dates on the calendar, because Arts Fest is perhaps my favorite event through Martin Arts. And this is just, I love immersing with the community in an outdoor setting where there's music and food and drink and art, and people are happy and meeting their fellow neighbor and, petting a dog while looking at something beautiful
right,
that they think is going to go perfect in their South Florida home. And so it's just a really stimulating, cool setup for two full days. And we're saving those dates of February 8th and 9th.
That's correct. You know, I think of this as a true hometown celebration of arts and culture. You know, it attracts a wide range of people. You know, you can come if you're an art lover, a music fan, a foodie, or, you know, you just have that family weekend, especially before the Super Bowl. So we think it's a perfect, you know, lead into that. We actually have our hours for Saturday, 10 to 6 p.m. And then Sunday, for Super Bowl Sunday, we had changed it to 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. just to give people a little bit of time to experience both if they're football fans.
Brilliant. Yes. And in an organization like this, you have to plan in advance. And before we let you go, let's put a little teaser out there for Rhapsody in Blue. Are we putting on a gala?
Absolutely. So we are starting back up an annual gala. So it is called the Rhapsody in Blue Gala, a tribute to George Gershwin's 1924 musical composition. And we're also celebrating Martin Art's 45th anniversary, and anniversary along with County Centennial Year. So it's 100 years of Martin County, and we're holding it at the Pittenger Center at St. Mary's Church.
You just couldn't ask for more. I love this.
We're going to feature performances from some of the area's finest artists, notable music from the Gershwin era. So it'll be a really great milestone event, and we'll also have a silent auction to fundraise for the Stuart High School.
Very successful. I'm sure it will be so much to look forward to. One more time with the website.
So it's Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, arts, A-R-T-S, .org.
Wonderful. Kayleen Chua, Marketing and Development Coordinator over at Martin Arts. Lots to look forward to. Check out the Abstract Visions exhibition there at the Courthouse Cultural Center. And then come October 1st, secure your tickets for the Martin Arts Awards, or perhaps consider sponsorship even before then. Kayleen, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, Anna.
Until next time. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a shout out to one of our sponsors. We're talking about art. What about Foxy Nails? Yeah, they are true nail artists. You bring them an image, they will make it happen. That's right. Embrace a new season with new colors. Maybe do something fun for Halloween. They can do it. It will last for weeks. It's at a great price. More importantly, you can bring in your kiddos, put them in a fun little massage chair. You can bring in the spouse. You know, guys are also welcome. That's right. They like pedicures. I mean, we have a lot of open-toe shoes in the state of Florida, so we should all be mindful of that. It's wonderful. They have two locations, one in the Fresh Market Plaza in Vero, the second off of Seaway Drive in St. Lucie County, and they also have a successful restaurant, the Viet Bowl. Talk about some delicious dishes. If you love pho, if you love seasoned, flavorful foods, they can get that for you, and you can even grab it to go and enjoy it beachside there in Fort Pierce. It's just a really fun thing to do. The Tran family, they love to give. They love this community, and we're proud to have them on the show. Also, a special thank you to Union Home Mortgage. That's right. Home ownership is not for everyone, and depending on the stage of your life, may or may not make sense. But if you're ready, Union Home can help you with that process, and they can explore different packages, different options that they have for you, whether you're doing new construction, renovations, fresh land, and you're hoping to build. There's so many things that they can take care of, including our veterans. They do such great work. It's always a complimentary consultation. Lucy and Shannon are dedicated to their work. They've been doing this for decades. In fact, they're going to be one of my sponsors at an upcoming top producer panel here in Indian River County, where we will have six different top producing real estate agents sharing their knowledge, some ins and outs with fellow realtors, and some trusted affiliates that I know are great at what they do. And we're thrilled to be able to save that date of October 15th at the Vero Heritage Center. Thank you so much to Union Home Mortgage. And remember, it's never too early to get on the path to home ownership. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
It's hurricane season. Prune your trees now with Scott Tree Services. Strengthen your trees against high winds and remove broken limbs that could cause damage. Don't get nervous. Call Scott Tree Services.
Sturgis Lumber is the county's most trusted hardware store. Sturgis stocks stainless steel products, power tools, construction and painting supplies, propane, plumbing, and electrical parts. 4645 US 1 Vero Beach. Sturgis Lumber and Hardware.
Sunshine. Furniture.
If you dream of creating a home with furniture where you make life one long weekend, visit Sunshine Furniture now and save 50% on all Tommy Bahama and Lexington furniture during the Fall Home event. Bedroom, living and dining room, home office, media, and occasional furniture that is inviting and comfortable, Tommy Bahama and Lexington offer everything you need to furnish your floor at home. The Fall Home event ends September 30th, so come in now. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Public Plaza, Vero Beach. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and buy local.
Sunshine Furniture brightens up your day. Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Ooh, have a sunshine day. Sunshine Furniture. Stop on in today and have a sun.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Oh, welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. On this show, we are so proud to be able to support a number of worthy organizations and causes. DDS for Vets, Dedicated Devoted Solutions for Veterans, is in fact one that I've gotten to know well over the years. Deb Doherty at the helm has put together some incredible teams and connections in order to propel the mission of helping our local veterans and giving them the companionship that they need. 2024 Believe in the Mission Gala is fast approaching, and on today's program, Chris Barnes is going to give us a little bit of an update and share some things that we can all look forward to once we secure our tickets. Isn't that right, Chris?
Absolutely. It's fast approaching here. It's hard to believe the year's gone by so fast, but October 5th, we're going to get going with this, and we've kind of grown it into more than just a gala. It's a whole weekend of festivities geared toward, raising awareness, veteran advocacy, and taking care of our local Treasure Coast veterans.
Really well said. And hearing the stories, seeing the videos, being a part of the magic that happens throughout that weekend, both Friday night with the VIP experience and then that Saturday at the gala. I mean, just seeing the presentation of the color guard and the honoring our soldiers who are no longer with us. It's all so, I mean, it's hard not, you got to wear waterproof mascara. As a lady, that's a thing. What are some of the things that you want to make sure that our listeners know about?
Well, I mean, we've got a star-studded lineup again this year, and it's actually growing. And you spoke a little bit about the other activities. You know, on Friday, we started on Friday, October 4th, with a Navy SEAL Museum in Fort Pierce attendance, where we're taking some guest veterans and first responders over there. And then we've got our VIP private reception that Friday night, and that's kind of grown this year. We've got some guests from Washington coming down. We've got Sherry Mason, who was President Trump's appointee to the Court of Veterans Appeals up at the Department of Veterans Affairs in Washington. She'll be down here to spend the whole weekend with us, and actually she'll be talking about the book that she just wrote, and she's going to be speaking at Don Boldock's Sunday with Coffee with Don, and then we've got our gala, too. We've got a star-studded lineup with the gala. We got Ray Cashcare, who's the keynote speaker. He's a Navy SEAL veteran, and even Ray's going to host the Navy SEAL boot camp on the beach that Saturday morning, and I heard a lot of people talking about that last year, and it was quite the workout that Ray put them through. But then we got several other dignitaries. We've got Bill Brown is going to be in attendance, another Navy SEAL veteran. Fred Lewis, and you might have seen him from the Gold Digger Discovery series, but he was a former Army Green Beret. And then we've got Miss America 2010, Caressa Cameron, that's going to be in presence and sing the national anthem and hang out with our guests. And then we've got a lot of our typical local constituencies that will be in attendance this year. Brian Mass is confirmed to attend this year. And, you know, we've got our Port St. Lucie police chief. And we're looking to have another good time and, again, honor veterans. And I think the most important takeaway from this, and this is where that mascara gets a little wet, is for the third year in a row, we're going to present another veteran, or actually this year it's an active duty Marine who arrived here in Port St. Lucie a couple of weeks ago, who's had several battlefield injuries and has already got hearing issues and is going blind, and he's working with the dog that we're going to present them at the gala that night.
That is magical. And to know that there's even a movie being made, isn't that right?
Absolutely. Michael Geyer, Hollywood director, has done several other small takes for DDS for Vets, and he's all on board, and he'll be in attendance that night. He'll be in attendance through the whole weekend, and I think we're going to see a presentation of that movie or some sort of a trailer that will highlight some of that, and you'll hear other veteran stories and experiences, and you know, we'll have beautiful MCs and hosts kind of like yourself, you know, getting us people ushered around and having a good time and just really honoring our veterans and our military and our first responders. And really, that's what it's all about.
Very true. And of course, it's going to be a magical evening of cocktails, dinner, auctions, the presentation of the service dog, the true meaning of what it is to be free because of the brave, and embrace that and know that those dollars that are raised from your ticket cost to the auctions and more is going to help with the ongoing efforts of the classes, the services, the suicide hotline, the transportations, the things that need to happen. And as Deb Doherty says herself so well, bridging the gap that veterans face with services that they are entitled to. It's imperative work, and she does it day in and day out. So, Chris, what is the website that they can go to secure their tickets? Because this is a sellout event each year.
Absolutely. And we're getting close to that now, and you can go to ddsforvets.org and purchase your tickets. And even if you can't make it, you know, we've got a donate link up there where we're still looking for sponsorships or to purchase tickets for veterans that want to be able to attend this event but are, you know, economically challenged. And, you know, if you can't come but you want to help out and you want to see a veteran get recognized, you can donate and sponsor there, or you can purchase your tickets, or you know, you can reach out to Deb Doherty and the DDS for Vets, the team, at 561-246-0566 if you're interested in sponsorship. You know, it is an election season, and donations are down across the board because of all the other things that are being given to in a general election year. So we're still looking for sponsorships and trying to bring awareness and raise additional monies to get across the goal line.
Isn't that true? And I know that at White Glove Moving and Storage, they proudly underwrite this program. We love to be able to support DDS for Vets, and we do it throughout the year. And sometimes you're able to give in ways that isn't just financial, including for the silent auction. We're always looking for interesting things and experiences that get your company and your brand out there while also helping to raise dollars for us to be able to make the mission possible. And I know that I look forward to this event each year. I'm honored to come back and help to MC, and it's just really a gratifying and patriotic evening, not to mention one where you get to look your best and shake hands with some of the bravest. And so ddsforvets.org. Chris, thanks for being on the program and highlighting this for us. October 5th, right around the corner. Secure your tickets now. Thank you again to all of our sponsors of this program. White Glove Moving and Storage, if you need help with the heavy lifting, it's a free estimate, whether you're moving locally, nationwide, climate humidity controlled storage, Union Home Mortgage, Foxy Nails, True Color Salon and Spa with the 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Until next week, friends. Cheers.